It's a rainy September day in Juneau, but the wet sidewalks and streets are still lined with cruise ship passengers donning thin plastic ponchos and holding shopping bags. Mickey Hall and Pat Gensmer are at the front steps of the Alaska Shirt Company in downtown Juneau. They're holding the store's iconic bright red shopping bags.
Yeah, I got a sweatshirt, and my grandson got socks.
They're in Juneau for the day, visiting off the New Amsterdam cruise ship. Without looking at their receipts, I asked them if they knew how much they paid in local sales taxes on the souvenirs they just bought. And, well...
No, what is the sales rate?
I thought it was free.
No, I thought they had no sales tax in Alaska.
That's half true. While Alaska has no statewide general sales taxes, local taxes can still apply. In Juneau, that's 5% year-round. But that could soon change. Juneau voters will decide this October whether the city should implement a new seasonal sales tax system. The city would bump up its tax rate in the summer when tourists are in town to 7.5%, then lower it to 3% in the winter to give locals a break. The change would apply to mostly everyone, with a few exemptions. Advocates for the system say it's meant to take advantage of the tourists, while also giving some winter relief to year-round residents. Juneau Assemblymember Neil Steininger supports the idea. He's an economist and previously served as the director of the Office of Management and Budget for the state.
We have a lot of out-of-town visitors, and we have a lot of economic activity from, you know, non-residents in the summer. And so it would allow us to shift some of that tax burden away from residents, making it even more affordable for individual residents in Juneau.
While cruise ship passenger Hall and Gensmer say they won't lose sleep over the tax increase, not everyone is on board. Juneau resident Wayne Coogan is the co-owner and general manager of Coogan Construction. He says he's worried that implementing a seasonal tax structure in Juneau will disproportionately affect construction spending.
Everyone knows that the construction industry, to a great degree, goes to sleep in the wintertime. They bed down and wait for the weather to come back for what's called the construction season. And so the heavy spending occurs in the summertime.
While Juneau's city government does offer some sales tax exemptions for construction materials, it doesn't cover everything. Coogan says the seasonal change will make buying goods in the summer more expensive, which will eventually trickle down to consumers. But other locals, like Joe Ferrer, says he sees the logic behind the system. He lives in Juneau year-round and owns a tourist shop downtown. He says he's willing to try it, but...
The bottom line is, like, there's no perfect system. There's always going to be a glitch, or some people will be affected in a positive way. Some will be in a negative way. And no one's going to be totally happy with whichever.
Nearby Southeast Alaska towns like Ketchikan, Sitka, Craig, Pelican, and Skagway have already adopted seasonal sales tax structures. All of them see a significant amount of summer tourism. Ketchikan implemented a seasonal sales tax structure within city limits in 2023. The borough has a population of about 14,000 year-round residents, but it sees more than a million tourists each year. Ketchikan's mayor, Bob Sievertson, says the tax structure just makes sense.
The reality of it is the community sees our resources being used, our streets being crowded. I think they see this as a positive way a community to utilize the economy that we have, which is the seasonal economy, in the best interest of the community.
The additional revenue the city takes in from the new system goes into its general fund and has paid for things like wage increases for city workers. Sievertson says he hasn't heard much backlash from the community about the system.
We all understand that we have to pay for the services we get, but if we can get the visitors to pay for a larger portion of that in a short period of time, it makes sense.
Janice Walker runs Madison Lumber and Hardware in Ketchikan. She says while the new system hasn't dramatically changed her business, it does cause some headaches.
You know, it's just something every 6 months we have to do, and then they also have a sales tax free day down here, so you got to do it for that day. Anyways, it just, for the retailer, it makes it a little more difficult.
She says she supports the change as long as the revenue that the city takes in goes towards services that benefit year-round residents. In Juneau, the sales tax boost in the summer is intended to offset a proposal to exempt essential food and residential utilities from local sales tax. The cruise ship passengers on Franklin Street, Hall and Gensmer, say go for it.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, I hope it goes through.
If people live here, they deserve a break.
Yeah, no problem.
But it's not up to them. Juneau voters will decide. Juneau's local election ends on October 7th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.